This is the Cricket Minute and I am Dr. V. Today is 14th of November. With all the 45 matches of the league phase completed, stage is now set for the semi-finals. In the first semi-finals, India will lock horns with New Zealand. Form and host status favors India clearly. Why form? Indian players lead several categories. Most runs, Virat Kohli 594. Best batting average, Virat Kohli 99. Best bowling figures, Mohammad Shami 5/18. Best bowling average, Mohammad Shami 9.56. Most 50s, Virat Kohli. Most economical bowler, 4 out of the 5 top economical bowlers are Indian bowlers. Most 5 wicket hauls, Mohammad Shami. Most sixes, Rohit Sharma. Most fours, Rohit Sharma. And most boundaries, Rohit Sharma. Home advantage. IPL has removed a small portion of home advantage for Indians, but the roar of fans will be there to boost India's performance. The familiarity of the pitches and the weather conditions are significant advantage for the Indian home team. The last three World Cups, 2011, 2015 and 2019, won by host countries. 2011 in India, 2015 in Australia and 2019 in England. With home advantage and form favouring India, what could go wrong for the unbeaten team in this tournament against New Zealand in the first semi-final? It's the toss factor. For the games played at Wankhede, the teams batting first have won comfortably with the exception of Afghanistan vs Australia match where a blinder of innings from Glenn Maxwell had Australia chase the target successfully. In the England vs South Africa game, South Africa won by 229 runs. England was bundled out for 170 runs when set to chase 400 runs. Playing second, England lost 4 wickets inside its 10 overs. In the Bangladesh vs South Africa game, South Africa defeated Bangladesh by 149 runs. Bangladesh lost 3 wickets in the power play. In the India vs Sri Lanka game, India defeated Sri Lanka by 302 runs. Sri Lanka was bundled out for 55 runs. Sri Lanka lost 6 wickets inside their 10 overs. Even in the Afghanistan vs Australia game, although Australia chased down the target successfully, they lost 4 wickets in the power play. Bowlers are getting terrific support from the pitch, especially in the power play in the second innings. The average first innings score is 357 and the average second innings score is 188. It's no rocket science. Whichever team wins the toss will be batting first based on all these facts. If India loses the toss, it needs to heavily rely on their bowlers to restrict the New Zealand target. Our hope for their batsmen to play an unforgettable blinder of innings as that of Glenn Maxwell. I'm calling India the winners. We have to wait and watch. Thanks for listening. See you in the next.